Yeah, we're up to page Resh Chaf Gimel. We're up to parenthetical remark just before the footnote. Uveemet fanagu ken bekama keilat kedashot sheyesh lahem cheva bikur cholim. Some holy communities have established a group that visits the sick. One Resh Chaf Gimel in the standard edition, Resh Tzadi Dalet in the Seligman edition. Ve'im yused dalinyan ze lefakach la'aluvim be'et cholyam odot refuatam.
And that's to ensure that these issues are taken care of. They didn't have a welfare system back in Raden, so they set up their own welfare system where you had all kinds of people in a miserable state where they were sick and no one would take care of them. I come from a Yekish family, so the Yekish custom was that when someone was sick or when someone was sitting Shiva, they would bring them a pushka into the house. And then whoever visited could put some money in the pushka. But the deal was, they gave him the key to the pushka. And when they brought the pushka, it had a lot of money in it. And no one would check how much money came in and how much money came out. And the idea was, this way, those people who had no support, really, when they were sitting Shiva or when they were sick, they could take money from the pushka. And it was a respectful way to help people without asking them, how much do you need? So every person was trusted, and no one checked how much money came in and how much money came out. They'd give him the pushka with a lot of money, and he had the key, and then they'd pick it up and put it back in the public fund. And this was a way of helping the community. So sometimes a person's sick, and they need help. Sometimes they need someone to get the medication. He says, this is the way it should look in every community. There should be a Bikur Cholim committee. People get hospitalized, we have to ensure that they get visits and that they get what they need. Sometimes it can actually be a matter of life and death, and we have to mention it again, that even on Shabbos, if someone has to be hospitalized, the difference between the care a person receives when he has someone with him or when he's alone can be a difference of life and death. And that's why even on Shabbos, we would desecrate Shabbos in order to accompany the person in going to the hospital. Because it can literally be a difference of life and death, even today. Sometimes it's a question of pointing things out to the nurses. Sometimes it's a question of calling the nurses. Sometimes it's just giving the guy the feeling that he's not alone. So this idea of Bikur Cholim is relevant even today. And if someone turns a blind eye, that's a transgression of the prohibition. Don't stand idly by when your friend's blood is being spilled. Praised is he who takes time to look after the sick that are depressed. Very often there are people that no one else is going to look at them. If they fall ill, no one's going to visit them. And about he who takes care of these people, the verse says, praised is he who gives his thought to the poor. When he encounters a bad day, God will save him. When we speak about the poor in this pasuk, it's speaking about someone who's ill. As our sages said, and how much more so someone who is both poor and depressed. You have people who are sick and then they're depressed, or sick and they're poor. And very often illness can wipe away a lot of a person's savings or all his savings because he's not working. Sometimes a person loses his job. Even if he's not losing his job, he's not making as much and the expenses are tremendous. The second you need a specialist, you know what one visit to a specialist costs? 800 shekel, 1,000 shekel. That's one visit. A person can have a minor thing. And before they turn their head, they've spent 30,000, 40,000 shekel just getting the checkups they need, getting the medication they might need.
That's not covered by the Bituch Lumi.
There's a tremendous amount that's not covered by Bituch Lumi. Tremendous amount. I told the guys here, we had someone in the neighborhood whose wife was very ill, and on an average month, there was between 30,000 and 40,000 worth of medication. 30,000 and 40,000 shekel worth of medication that the Bituach Lumi did not cover. And that's someone who lived a 5-minute walk from here. We like to think that Bituach Lumi covers everything, but no. There's a lot they don't cover.
Maybe self-talking, but better for me to keep my insurance in Belgium?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. Meaning, at some point I stopped my American coverage.
Thinking.
But I do try to have extra coverage in Israel. So, financially, it can become very difficult if you're making an Israeli salary to cover, to keep Chutz La'aretz medical insurance. I don't know what it costs in Belgium. If it's not that much, will they cover you here? I don't know the answer to that. I'm saying if it's not a lot, it might pay.
Maybe in some cases, like getting a flight to Belgium and back, maybe it's going to be...
You hope you don't need it.
No, probably.
You hope you don't need it. I can tell you the flip side of it is that the medical care in this country is very, very, very advanced. Very advanced.
I went to a dentist when I was visiting my parents. I went to a dentist and it was maybe 10 euros, so it's 50 shekels. And I was covered.